So there's ground spraying in Miami's Wynwood neighborhood in hopes of killing mosquitoes that carry the Zika virus. Other communities are enlisting populations of bats that can eat up to 1,000 mosquitoes an hour. But as Laura Rice from Here and Now contributor Texas Standard explains, bats may not be the best weapon when it comes to getting rid of mosquitoes that cause Zika.
This is the sound of bats flying out of a cave by the millions. This is the sound of one bat squeaking to be fed by Diane Odegaard.
But she can chew and talk all at the same time. Okay, it's the middle of the day. You're not that hungry.
Odegaard is the Education and Public Outreach Manager at Bat Conservation International, based in Austin, Texas. But this isn't Odegaard doing her job. It's her at home, being a bat lover, or more accurately, a bat rehabilitator.
That's always the goal of rehabilitation. It's not to gather as many animals as possible. It's to release as many animals back to the wild as possible.
Odegaard gets that not everyone understands her passion for bats.
Hey, Zoe. Hey, Susan.
But lately, more people are getting interested in attracting bats to their yards. That's because...
in the United States, the vast majority of bats are insectivorous bats.
That means they eat insects, and some researchers claim bats can eat as many as 1,000 mosquitoes per hour. That's welcome news in a world with mosquito-related viruses like West Nile, chikungunya, and now Zika.
Eastern red bats, which is a common foliage roosting bat around really all over the United States, they've found 27 separate insect species in droppings from the eastern red bat.
But did you catch that? Bats don't eat only mosquitoes. In fact, it appears mosquitoes are hardly their favorites.
When you think about it, mosquitoes are very small. They'd have to work really hard, in other words, to catch enough mosquitoes to get the protein that they need. Where a moth, that's easier for them and more nutritious for them.
Another bat expert says that's not the only problem with this idea of bats battling Zika.
Primarily, the mosquito that carries Zika feeds during the day.
Fran Hutchins is the preserve director at Bracken Cave in San Antonio, Texas, the summer home to the largest colony of bats in the world. And bats, as we know, well, they come out as it gets dark. But what comes out during the day and might eat mosquitoes? I asked Tanya Homayoun with the Texas Office of the National Audubon Society.
There are actually several different types of birds that would eat mosquitoes.
Homayoun is a conservation biologist, and she says purple martins and swallows sometimes eat mosquitoes. Another mosquito eater is common in the south, mid, and eastern U.S.
Chimney swifts do seem to have, for studies that have been done on their stomach contents, it's not a lot, but they do take mosquitoes.
And just like you might put up a bat house to attract bats.
If you do not have a chimney or your chimney's capped, you can actually put up a chimney swift tower.
But here again, chimney swifts probably won't get rid of all of your mosquitoes. So while it certainly won't hurt to welcome both birds and bats to your yard, you probably shouldn't ignore the conventional wisdom, like dumping standing water and wearing long sleeves and pants. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Rice.